This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever Podcast. I am one of your hosts this week, Professor Chris G, and on the other line with me is my co-host. He is the legendary one. He is the great one. I wouldn't be able to do this show without him. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how you doing?
It's nice to hear you finally admit it.
All right, you know, that's the one and only time that I'm doing this. Nice for one week. Oh, this is the earliest. You got me cursing already.
That's terrible.
It is horrible.
Kids listen to the show. You know,
I know. Even though there's a parental advisory on the episode.
For real.
Unbeknownst to you, I'm making note of this, and I'm just gonna go ahead and edit out my damn curse words, just like I did in the previous episode.
Right.
All of a sudden, you just hear a random Pikachu. Did you hear that, by the way, when I put it out?
Was that the last episode?
Yeah, the one on Patreon.
Oh no, I saw it came through. The last one I remember clicking on and it registered in term, like, I'm sure I clicked on it. But I don't, the last I remember is I think two episodes ago when we had that entire pre-episode discussion that didn't make it.
Yeah. That was a thing.
Because I was trying to catch you slipping, and I caught you slipping, and then you're like, I'm not, this isn't going out.
So it was on the How Are You Gonna Keep Them Off episode, the Diglett and Dugtrio episode. And that was fun. That was funny.
Oh, I didn't even think about us cussing in that one.
So, but yeah, how are you doing, bro?
I'm good. I'm sure the people enjoyed our Poke Break.
Oh, I hope they did. That was our best Poke Break that we have done so far.
I mean, keep in mind we've only done two of them, but sure.
But it's the better of the two.
Well, it is. It is. And of course, that's all due to Grant being gracious enough with his time and stepping in to shoot the stuff with us.
I know. I want to thank him again. And thank you, Grant, for coming on to that episode. We really appreciate it. You really brought, like, the energy into that episode. So that was great. That was cool.
For real.
So it's always a pleasure to have Grant on the show.
Absolutely.
So
and we appreciate his support.
Absolutely. So, outside of that, this is a twofer. So in real time, we recorded that Poke Break episode yesterday, and now it's the next day, and we're doing this episode.
Yes, we're trying to get kind of back to where we're at least a little bit ahead of release.
Yeah, somewhat.
Well, you know, I mean, to be expected. I mean...
We took a longer break than what we thought we were gonna end up taking.
Well, and I mean we were at a point there where we were basically recording something on a Tuesday that needed to go out on a Friday, you know.
Yes.
So I mean, at least with this, we're a little bit ahead.
So, yeah, it's good. It feels good to be back. If you're listening to this on the free feed, you're probably like, well, you guys took a break anyway. You announced that you were taking a break. Yes, we did. And even though we announced we were taking a break on this feed, we barely took a break on the other feed. So, yeah.
Right.
But if you went on to Patreon and you subscribe, if you're one of our subscribers under our new free trial, everybody.
Woo!
You didn't miss a beat. You didn't miss an episode. You got everything. So.
And might I say that if you're jumping on, first of all, welcome. And you're jumping on at possibly a perfect time.
Yes, because as we were talking about last week, next week in like recording time, it's going to be, we might end up because this episode is going out the week that we're recording the movie. So I take that back. But next week we are recording the next Pokemon movie, our summer special that we always put out. And is a better late than never, but I guess summertime really just started if you're listening to this episode like 3 weeks ago.
It's a little late in terms of like getting it on the docket.
Yes.
But we're still in decent shape in terms of getting it out. You know, it's not like we're going to get it out and some of you poor children that have been subjected to some horrible language by my co-host are going to be back in school.
Yes. And we want to also thank everyone that even though we took a break, still gave us listens and everything. Do you know, out of all Pokemon podcasts, and I mean, I'm knocking on metal now. Oh, here's wood. I'm knocking on wood. Do you know, out of all Pokemon podcasts in the world, we are number 10.
Oh, damn.
On the Pokemon podcast list. And there are a lot of you guys out there, and we want to take this time
to tell you to back off.
Oh, stop it. Don't cancel us. Don't cancel us. My co-host doesn't mean it. We love every single one of you.
you're gonna put an insert in before this goes live. The views of my co-host do not reflect the views of all of us here.
All of us here at every Pokemon episode ever podcast. P.S. He is joking.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Perhaps.
Kinda. So, but yeah, everyone, I do want to sit here and thank you for listening to our show, continuing to listen to our show, supporting our podcast, because even when we take a break, and I do jump onto that thing every like 3-4 weeks to just kind of see where we stand in the Pokemon world, and to not see us drop at all is all from you. Every single one of you. Thank you. Man, we took a break and it's like we didn't even take a break, bro.
Well, I mean, that's the benefit of having as much done as we have. I mean, I think you were breaking it down the other day. We've essentially done, not essentially, we've done all of Kanto.
Yes.
And we're really close, and we probably would have finished the Orange Islands if we didn't. I mean, I'll throw my hands up. We kind of hit a wall on Orange Islands.
Yeah.
We know there's some good shit towards the end, but it's the typical Ash Ketchum is close to a goal, so he's just going to fart around for like 3 months. Basically, we hit a wall because we got, and I think what you were going to say before you got rudely interrupted was yes. that I had expressed an interest in covering basically the stuff, you know, leading up to Ash actually winning the championship once it got onto Netflix here in America. And you said, well, what if we finish Ash's final 11? We just kind of jump to Master Journeys. And if we start at the beginning of Master Journeys, by the time we get to the point where he's in the championship, those episodes will more than likely be on Netflix.
Yes.
So that's what we've decided to do. So we aren't abandoning the Orange Islands, obviously, because the goal of this podcast is to cover everything. So, you know.
Yes, we will.
Stick with us.
Stick with us, and we will get back to normal broadcasting at some point.
At some point in 2026.
Yes. Once we're done with these. Because I take it these episodes are probably going to take us at least a year.
I would say so. I mean, barring any interruptions or, you know, catastrophe.
Yeah. So, but that being said again, thank you all. Thank you all for sticking with us. We appreciate you. And I don't think we've had, we had support back on, and this is gonna fucking date us, back on Sports Entertainment Breakdown. And, but I really feel like the Pokemon audience just comes through and they just stick with us. And
it's a bit of a wider reaching audience, I think.
Yes. Yes. I guess that is a good thing to say, because it's not that, cause we had support on the SEB, but those episodes that we put out kind of got dated, and they do date themselves because,
oh yeah.
Because no matter what, once something is over and something is out of the news, you're not really going to really look for those.
But yeah, back on the Pokemon, I think it's got a bigger reach, because while you could say, well, I don't really care for this season, or this stretch of episodes is kind of, you know, not for me. Well, you can skip like two or three series, and
or you can skip a few episodes if your goal is to just have listen to what our thoughts are on a banned episode. You could just go and click it. Or
yes, I think some of those banned episodes got us a lot of traction, because it's like, oh my gosh, they covered the Porygon episode.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. So, but all right. Outside of all of that, today's episode, though, is a banger. It's a great episode.
It is a great episode. Sneaky great, I would say.
Yes. Today's episode is 1,140 of the entire series, and it is titled Healing the Healer, or translated from Japanese, Get the Legend? Find the Guardian Water Deity Suicune.
Okay, I know I've made fun of Japanese titles before, and I'm not, like, making fun of anything other than the titles of these episodes, but that's ridiculous.
I was hoping you were going to say something about the name of this episode. I was really, really praying you were going to say something in regards to this episode.
Serious, what are we doing? That wasn't a title. That's a synopsis.
Yes. Yes. That was a full blown. Okay, everybody. That's the name of the episode. That's what happens in this week's episode. Good time reviewing it with you. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, for real.
But yes, this episode is a great one. I can't wait to go over it, and we're about to go over it right now. But this episode just it snuck up on me, and in all of these episodes, I have seen every single one of these episodes that we're covering. But this is my first time watching it in English. All of these episodes I have watched in Japanese, and I just finished right before we were starting to record this. Finished watching this episode in English, and I was like, man, they did a really good job on this. So I'm thoroughly. Like I'm excited to go over this.
Oh, you mean like it translated well? Like,
absolutely, yes.
I mean, that probably sounds strange, but like, you understand what I mean. Like the nothing was lost, like in meaning.
No, not at all. Everything was as it should be. And
nice.
So, I mean, obviously, people that that listen to our show, I was about to say watch our show, people that listen to our show, they know I'm a huge advocate for the Japanese version of Pokemon since I started watching the Japanese ones. But this, they did a really good job on, well, they're doing a good job so far on this season and the English version. So I'm really hyped as they continue to go down this journey. So, but all right, so I'm hitting play, and this is a Netflix original series, everybody. I'm watching.
All right, you said you were going to make that joke. Maybe twice.
And I have done it every single episode.
I feel like you have done it every week. So you either commit to making it every week, or you drop it.
Or I drop it? Do I really want to drop it, Doug?
I don't know. It's something to think about.
It is something to think about. I don't know. Maybe okay. I'm going to do it like 19 episodes through, and I'm going to get to episode 20 and just be like, hey, I don't want to say it anymore. And you're going to be like, well, what the fuck? No. And then you're just going to jump in and say, no, this is a Netflix original series. So, okay.
Oh, man. Okay.
But all right. So we go through the original intro with Ash and Go. Talking about how Go wants to become a trainer that has caught every type of Pokemon in the world, and Ash just wants to fight the baddest trainer in all of the world, Leon. So, all right. So now that we're past that, we start this week's episode, and it is raining. And not only is it raining, it is downpouring.
It is a storm and a half.
Yes. And we're watching a waterfall. We see branches floating in the water. It's just going down. And then out of nowhere, it just brightens up. And you see a Rattata and a Nidoran. And they're looking at the water. And the water is just toxic. And you see a Goldeen. And Goldeen doesn't even want to swim in this yuckiness. And you see a Pidgey that's flying and a big gust of wind just hits it, and Pidgey's like, oh no, what the hell, and it just gets blown back. And we come to a close-up of Suicune's mouth, and it's like, rawr! And Suicune lets out a big roar, and you see the water, which is green. And the water slowly starts to turn to a crystal blue again. And that's when Rattata, Nidoran, and Pidgey come back into the frame. Goldeen is happy, and it's just like, oh, that's nice. And we see Suicune standing on top of a rock. And it's just looking at these Pokemon. It's like, yes, thank me. Acknowledge me. And that's when we go over to Ash, Go, and the rest of the gang at the professor's house. Doug?
And, you know, the professor's got them both, got Ash and Go both by the shoulders, and he's got a wild look in his eye, and he's shaking them, and it's like, I've got good news. The legendary Pokemon Suicune has been spotted. And I mean, he's just, and then, you know, Go's like, what's going on? What day is it? And they bring up the map, and they're like, well, it's around this area, and it's, you know, it's You got the pond and you know what have you, and you know they bring up some images of you know what the pond looked like at one point, and it's a little dingy slash you know maybe not quite as bright as it could be. And then they're like, and that's when Suicune started cleaning up, and everybody's kind of looking on, and Pikachu and Sobble are like, interesting. And Ash is like, well, doesn't that just sound fucking peachy? And Go's like, ha, he's calling a legendary Pokemon nice. Isn't that fucking cute? And the professor's like, you know, he's like, maybe I could be considered a legend. I certainly have people's respect. But then one of the assistants cuts him off because it wasn't going anywhere. She's like, well, there is some strange things about this occurrence, though. And she's like, once it cleaned up, it was gone. It, you know, Suicune just disappears. And but she says, but this time appears to be different, which is good because otherwise this wouldn't be a very interesting episode. And that's when the professor gets back to where he was before when he was shaking him, and he's like, that's what I need you to go out and figure out. What's going on with Suicune? Why is this occurrence at this particular lake different than the numerous times he's been around? And freaking Pikachu and Ash and Go turn to Go, and we get a freeze frame at the beginning of the episode, which is kind of a rarity.
Yeah, they're like, all right, let's go.
And then we get the opening, which I'm still kind of eh. Not bad. It's just, you know, it's a bit busy.
Just a little bit.
And then, you know, we get the title of the episode, Healing the Healer. And then we get the narrator kind of explaining that Ash and Go are searching deep in the countryside, kind of near the area where Suicune was spotted, and Sobble and Pikachu are kind of on ground level, kind of sussing things out, and all of a sudden they're just hit with this
Odor.
horrible stench.
Pikachu literally goes, oh my gosh. And Ash is like, man, what is that awful odor? And then he goes, you know what? Over this way. So he knows where this smell is coming from, which is kind of weird, but I mean,
Yeah.
it's a kid's show. I don't put anything past Ash anymore.
You know, you've only got, you know, 15 minutes left, basically.
Yeah, so they run over and we see a polluted pond. And inside of this pond, there's just everything from toys to wood to everything around it. And
Barrels.
yeah, just everything's just toxic. And we look around and Go is sitting here. He's, or no, Ash is like, this is the lake where Suicune's supposed to be. And they're like, how did it get like this? I thought the water was all cleaned up. Go goes. And then all of a sudden you hear in the background, Muck, you sludge bomb. And you see, we turn the corner and we see a truck polluting the water. We see a Muck and what are these Pokemon?
Trubbish.
Oh, a Muck and Trubbish are polluting the water and just pumping all sorts of just yuck and muck and just yuck. into this water, making it all nice and green and gooey and slimy. And Ash is like, man, what are you doing? And then Go, of course, because it's a cartoon, he's like, they look like rough characters. Or should... And then all of a sudden, Ash just runs off screen and goes like, wait a minute, wait. We're not supposed to do that. We're kids. And
yeah, goes like, I call Officer Jenny. I have her number.
And Ash runs over and he's like, hey, knock it off, you goons. And one of the guys who is labeled as Hunter Number One is like, who do you think you are? And goes over here with a little bit of sense in his head. He's like, oh, man, this is not good. And the Hunter One is like, get out of here. Now, Trubbish, you sludge bomb. And Trubbish just, bleh. And Pikachu jumps back. And Ash is like, Pikachu, Iron Tail. And Pikachu does Iron Tail on Trubbish and knocks Trubbish out. And the Hunter is like, oh, you're going to make us angry. And goes like, oh, that's enough. Cinderace, go! And Cinderace comes out, and Cinderace is flexing his muscles. And this Hunter is just like biting off a little bit more than you can chew, huh? And Ash is like, I can't just let this go on. Bless you. You want to fight?
Thank you.
And this guy is like, hey, you don't have time to go playing with these kids. And then that's where we see this man walking from the distance. Doug?
And he walks into frame, and he's got bushy mustache, and he goes, it's arrived. And everybody's looking around like, what do you mean it's arrived? And then, similar to the opening of the episode, we see wind gusts, and then it pans up, and we see the outline of Suicune, and then we finally get a close-up shot, and we
get all of
get
Suicune.
We get our first proper view of Suicune, and he says, and much like in the opening, he clears the water, and Ash is like, oh my god, it's Suicune, he's actually here, he's actually real, oh my god. They're not going to think I'm crazy like when I saw the Ho-Oh and nobody saw me see it. And,
no, because he was sleeping when he saw it.
Right. And then Suicune uses, looks like Ice Beam and then maybe Hydro Pump to mess with the machines. And he stands on top, and he's like, don't fuck with me. And
I am your master.
And he's just, he's just glowing, and his mane is flowing in the wind. It's just majestic. And and then the hunters are like, oh, my God, look at this. We should get out of here. And one guy's like, he sure does have spirit. But he's like, don't you think it's about time you took a break? And Suicune's like, I'll show you a break. And Ash is like, so those are Pokemon hunters. Like, no, they're just
here to have a fun time.
He doesn't think sometimes. and goes like, So their intention is they're going to weaken Suicune and then, you know, who knows what's going to happen. And he's a little nervous. And then, like, I got to catch it then. Which I don't know why that's where his mind
immediately
goes.
Went.
I mean, obviously, we know from the opening of every episode that his goal is to catch one of every Pokemon. But, like, you're with, like, the ultimate, like, Pokemon ally. Shouldn't you know that there's more to being good than catch? I mean, I guess there's something to be said about sticking to your goal. I don't know. And then the guy that walked in is like, I'm tired of this. And
let's stop this battle.
All all the grunts, I guess, the henchmen, they're like telling their muck and their trubbish to use sludge bombs, and there's a cough, or not a, a wheezing, and Suicune's just getting bombarded up on his perch, and so Pikachu and Cinderace step up to this one trainer who I think we can safely assume is a henchman, because I don't believe they give him a name. And he's got his Garbodor, and he tells him to use
sludge bomb.
Oh, if I'd have waited 5 seconds, they say it in the anyway. tell him to use sludge bomb, and Cinderace and Pikachu take a step back, and then Go's kind of sitting there, and he's kind of having a inner monologue, and he's like, you've got to help it, but I don't know what we're going to do. And, we cut and we see that they have now gotten ropes around Suicune, and they're trying to get it off of the perch. And Go has this line that I don't know. He's like, the future is in the palm of my hand. It's like, okay, dude, take it easy. It's just Tuesday. And he throws a Pokeball, and everybody's watching, and it captures Suicune. It bounces off of a Trubbish's head, and it lands in
Go's hand,
and it does the traditional three shake, and it gets caught, and we see that Suicune's number is 245, and we hear Suicune has been registered to your Pokédex,
and everyone and their mom is looking at him, and then all of a sudden, even Ash goes, huh? I love Cinderace's face. Cinderace is just, he's dumbfounded. He's like, did that just happen?
Yeah, like, Cinderace has the eyes that Pikachu got, like, consistently during Ash's last 11.
Yes.
Ash kind of has a similar look as well, and Sobble's just hanging on to Go's leg, just looking up like, what the fuck?
What the hell just happened here?
And Go's like, that means Sobble is, or Sobble, that means that Suicune is one of my friends.
Do you like that line?
It's not awful.
He just caught a legendary, and he's talking about, Suicune is now one of his friends. It's not, oh my gosh, I just caught Suicune. Like, he should have been surprised more than he is right now.
Well, I think his intentions were noble anyway, because, like, we saw that even the mere attempt of the catch freed Suicune from the ropes.
Yes.
So, conceivably, Suicune could have denied the catch,
but got
and just
free.
Vanished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Suicune was like, you know what? He's legit.
And unfortunately, we find out not too long from now that he's a little wounded.
Yes. So, okay. All right, so we go from Go catching Suicune, and Go is like, he's like, so now, guys, why don't you guys just give up and go home? I got Suicune now, and you're not getting him. And the head of this henchman group, he's like, I don't appreciate someone who comes in and steals our catch. And he's
which
like,
is kind of ridiculous, because what were you trying to do? But
yeah, but go stole it. Go stole that catch from him.
Oh, but if you steal from a thief,
You're still stealing.
Well, if you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family, are you still stealing?
Yes.
I mean, you're not wrong, but there's a
You're
gray
no,
area.
you're no, you're Robin Hood.
Well, I'm not robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. I'm robbing from the rich and giving to me.
True. So this henchman is like, looks like we're gonna have to teach you some manners, kid. And he's like, and some rules too. And Ash, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing his dad taught him a lot of this lingo that he goes. He's like, oh, give it a break. You are doing bad stuff. And this guy's like, it's our job. And that's just the way we roll. He's like, when we want something, we get it one way or another. And then all these guys are just standing there trying to look all badass, but they're not. And Ash throws out his Pokeball and he's like, Lucario, go! And then Pikachu jumps in, Cinderace is ready, Sobble is just scared, holding on to Go's leg. And Ash is like, you've got to protect Suicune now, Go. And Go's like, oh yeah, I forgot. He's like, Cinderace, Sobble, let's go. My thing is, shouldn't he have kept Cinderace in this battle and just told Cinderace to just, hey, listen to anything Ash says.
Yeah, for real. I mean, you've got to believe. I mean, because it's not like Ash is going to turn around and go, in the middle of this battle, I'm going to try to catch this Cinderace. You know? And it's not like Cinderace would have put up with it. But I guess maybe Go's thought was,
If they
I
come
should
after
take.
me, I need a Pokemon.
Right. Because, I mean, no offense to Sobble, but I mean, we see that the poor fellow is just clinging to Go's leg.
Yeah. But I mean, he has Suicune. It's not like Suicune couldn't have frozen these guys and then just ran.
Well,
But he's
this is
woozy.
also true. Especially considering what's going to happen in about 5 seconds, but here we are.
Yes. So it's at this point that the henchman guy is like, hey, go and stop them. And Ash is like, oh, no, you don't. And he just goes out and he puts his arms out. Pikachu, quick attack, Lucario, Aura Spear, let's go. And then they jump up and then we go over to Go, who's running, and Go's just thinking to himself, just say stay. Just stay safe, Ash. Wow, that's a mouthful.
That's not easy to say.
No, it's not. And goes running and he drops the Pokeball with Suicune in it. And Suicune comes out of the Pokeball, is like, yo, I let you catch me and now you're hurting me by dropping the damn ball. And Suicune just gives him the meanest look. He's like, ugh. Which, I mean, you still let him catch you. I mean, you have enough power to where you could have gotten out of a Pokeball. It's not like it's a great ball or anything.
Right.
But
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, not even a great ball, and which we've established is only like, you know, a couple of steps up at this point.
for real. But Suicune's like, "Rrr." And then Cinderace jumps over, and so does Sobble is like, hey, if you don't stop, we're gonna have to battle you, and we might lose. But we're going to protect our trainer. And Go is like, we got to get you over to a Pokemon Center. Stat, come on, get back in the ball. And as he's trying to get Suicune back in the ball, Suicune shoots the Pokeball out of his hand with a piece of ice. And then it falls onto the ground and just gets all covered in ice. And Go is like, we gotta go before those guys get here, Suicune. And Suicune's like, no, we don't. And he just walks away and he starts walking towards a tree. And then he just jumps up into this tree and he is never seen again. No. He just jumps over into this tree. And Go is like, oh man, now I gotta go ahead and climb this damn tree. So Go starts walking over and he starts climbing this tree and he's climbing. And he's climbing. He gets to the top and he looks inside. And there's a Pidgey that comes out and just whacks him right in the face. And he's like, oh, it's a Pidgey. And inside is
Ratatouille. Pidgey's got this look on his face. I hate to cut you off, but Pidgey, this made me laugh when I watched it the first time. Pidgey's got this look on his face like, yeah, I'll fucking do it again.
I did that on purpose. That wasn't by mistake.
And I'll do it again.
And on the inside of this tree, you see the Ratata, a boy and a girl, Nidoran. And you see Suicune.
Now, hold on just a second.
What's that?
One of those is a Nidoran. One of those is a Nidorino, right?
No, they're both Nidoran.
They're not Nidoran and Nidorino until they evolve.
Yes.
Carry on.
So you have one boy and one girl, Nidoran. And you got Suicune right behind all of them. And Suicune's just laying down. And we find out that Suicune is hurt. Doug, take it from here.
So, Go is kind of like putting two and two together. He's like, Suicune purified the lake water so y'all could continue living here. And this is when Sabo pokes his head up. He's like, hey, what's going on up here? And Go is like having a heart to heart with Suicune. He's like, look, I'm a good guy, which is exactly what a bad guy would say. He's like, I'm trying to protect you from those stupid hunters down there. And, you know, I ain't with them. Those aren't my people. And then Go catches himself, kind of like what you do with a dog or a cat. You're like, you don't understand me, even though dogs and cats do. And I think we've established through the multiple episodes and multiple movies that Pokemon do as well, because otherwise, why would they listen to attacks? I mean,
yeah.
But Go tries the self-deprecating route. And he's like, you don't understand what I'm saying. He's like, well, it seems to me that the only thing I can do at this point is kind of let Suicune be and heal on its own. And we pan down and we see that Cinderace is kind of at the base of the tree keeping guard. And then we actually get a little bit more of Go's arsenal here, because he lets out three Pokeballs and an Exeggutor comes popping up and a Raichu.
Yes.
And then we cut and we see that Go has returned to the ground. He's like, all right, look, Cinderace, I'm going to need you to basically do what you've been doing. Stay here where you're at and protect Suicune.
And I just want to point out that the Exeggutor that he threw out is a Galarian Exeggutor.
Okay, I thought it was bigger.
Oh, I mean, not Galarian. I'm so sorry. It's not Galarian. It's from the Alola region.
There you go.
Yes. So instead of it being a regular Exeggutor, it's a big, tall tree.
So, okay. Well, see, I like that. I didn't. Okay.
Yes. So I just wanted to point that out for people that are sticklers that like it when we tell them about these different Pokemon.
Because I'm like, I remember the Exeggutor episode. And I don't remember him getting that big.
No. This is from the Alola region. So.
But he's like, you know, you stay here and you stay guard. And Cinderace is like, bet. And he's like, Raichu and Sobble, you guys are going to come with me. And Raichu and Sobble are like, bet. And he's like, Exeggutor, since you're basically the height of the tree anyway, you're going to be like
you're going to
the
look
last
around.
Possible line of defense in terms of being the lookout. The executor's like, all right, and he turns around and you got three heads.
And they're just looking around.
And then Sobble and Raichu and Go take off, and Cinderace looks up at the tree, and we see the Nidorans and the Rattata and the Pidgey, and we see that Suicune is just trying to get some rest, and you can see that he's in pain because you can see him shudder once in a while, and then he pops one eye open like, what is that kid up to?
He's like, is he really trying to help me?
And then we go back to the hunters, and Hunter 1's like, did you find him? And Hunter 2 is like, nah, it was damn rotten kids. And, you know, they go off in the other direction, and we pan over and we see that Ash and Pikachu and Lucario have taken shelter behind a tree, and Lucario's like, let me the fuck out of him. I'm going to fucking fuck him up. And Ash has to kind of put a hand on his head and be like, chill. And he looks out in the distance and goes, I hope Go's okay. And then we, pardon me, we cut back to the tree, and we see that the Nidoran and Rattata have fallen asleep, and we see that Suicune is still in the recovery phase, and then all of a sudden the Nidoran and Rattata wake up, and they're at attention.
Yes. So like, oh, he's back.
Yes, because Go has returned with Raichu and Sobble, and they come bearing... Oh, that's horrible. I was going to say son of a gun.
They come bearing gifts, but it's not regular gifts. It's berries.
It's food.
Yes. But we find out that these berries will help heal Suicune of its poison.
Yes. They are essentially antidotes, and or at least they have those properties. And the Nidoran are like, well, I mean, do you trust them? And then Suicune takes it out. And
it's like, it is Raichu, good.
Raichu is just kind of hanging out. And Pidgey's like, say the word, and I'm going to peck his head again. Suicune, we kind of see him swallow. And he's just kind of like, ah. And the Rattata and the Nidoran have a brief moment of communication, like, he seems okay. And
just like
goes like, well, you know, what else could they have said? And then goes like, I figured y'all be hungry, so I brought some for all of you. And he opens this big old suitcase, and Pidgey and the Nidorans and Rattata, they just go ham sandwich.
They're like, oh, food. Thank you. Thank you.
And Raichu walks over with another handful and drops them in front of Suicune. And
Suicune doesn't want to eat it.
He doesn't want to, but he is like, what is this kid's angle? And we see that Cinderace is kind of leaning against a tree, and we see Executor, and then we get another shot of the hunters. They're kind of chilling out by a lake, and they're like, we found a kid, we know where he's hiding. And like, it's about damn time. And he says, we've been taken for a bunch of fools. You know, he's like, there's no way we're going to sit here and let that stand. And we get the Who's That Pokemon, and we see it's a Hoove. And, of course, thankfully, we pan out, and we see that it's Suicune, because if it was If it was Garbodor, I'd fucking quit.
And I'm gonna stop you there. Have you seen those funny videos where it's like, who's that Pokemon? And the guy's like, it's Pikachu! And then they're like, it's
Yeah.
Bulbasaur! Fuck! I love those videos. So, okay. All right, so we're back from break, Doug.
Yes. And goes Rotom Phone is he's attempting to get signal, and he's out in the wilderness, so I mean let's not be stunned. I mean
Yes.
he's deep in the forest here. And then we see that the Nidoran and Rattata and Suicune are kind of having a brief little powwow. And then the camera finally pans over, and Go notices that Suicune has a damaged, like, ankle,
Yes.
which he hasn't moved.
He
Why
climbed
is
that
this?
he climbed that tree though.
Well, he climbed that tree, but he's been laying there like that since he got in the tree. Like, how is this just the first time Go's noticing that?
Because it just looked like Suicune was poisoned because of
I
all of
mean,
the toxicity that was around it.
we as viewers are idiots. We're only shown what the camera shows us, but
But he's looking at the whole picture.
well, but again, it's a kid's show. You got to fill 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So Go's kind of like, ah, he's wounded. And he goes to touch it, which stupid. And
Suicune's like, what are you doing?
so he was like, the fuck, bro. Like, I wouldn't. And then, yeah, Pidgey fucking kills me. Because freaking, I paused at 12:29.
Oh.
And Pidgey's like, bitch, I fucking dare you. Do something stupid. And goes like not determined. He's like, ah. He's like, let me see. And he had, he's got the stereotypical Pokemon wound spray, essentially liquidized Neosporin or some shit.
Yeah, it's potion.
And oh, there you go. And he sprays it, and Suicune's like, son of a bitch, that kind of stings, and I got to. And he's like, I'm glad I brought this. And Cinderace is kind of looking around. And then we see that
He bandaged it.
Go has bandaged it, and Suicune's kind of sitting there like, all right, you keep making positive steps, you keep making points in my book. And that's when we see Exeggutor bend down into frame, and he, Exeggutor, he's basically like, SOS, bullshit,
The
whoop.
grunts are here. And
And
that's where the grunts just walk, they literally walk over into frame and they're like, so this is the place. And goes like, oh crap. And then all of a sudden the grunts like, use quick attack. Or no, Go is like, use quick attack. Now use Psybeam. And you see Cinderace go in and just use quick attack against Muk. And then it uses Psybeam on Garbodor, and I got confused here for a second because out of nowhere, Go is like, I caught a Pokemon whose psychic attacks are super effective against poison type Pokemon, and we see Drowsy just come into the frame, and Drowsy's like, yeah, Drowsy, and we.
Okay, and see, and I, because when Go was figuring out his plan of attack,
Yes.
basically to go find the food in the first place, I could have sworn that he had three Pokeballs in his hand.
He did.
And I was like, where the hell did that third Pokemon? Well, it turns out it was probably drowsy this whole time.
Well, no,
And
it was for Sobble, Cinderace,
Raichu.
And Raichu. Or no, I no, thought, oh, no, I'm sorry. It was for Exeggutor, Raichu, and
Cinderace and Sobble were already out.
Yes.
So I think it was Drowsy, and I think we forgot to animate Drowsy until just now.
Facts.
That's what I'm choosing to believe.
So, but no, it couldn't have been, because we go to a freeze frame of go inside of this forest looking for berries, and he sees a wild Drowsy in the forest, and he goes, "You're mine!" And he just and Drowsy literally gets hit in the back, and he is in excruciating pain, according to this drawing. And Go just looks like an asshole, and Raichu's like, "Man, you didn't have to hit him that hard. He would have come with us." and Sobble's like, "Man, I'm glad I don't have to get that type of treatment." And then you see Go parading, and he's like, "Yeah, I caught a Drowsy. Drowsy has been registered to your Pokédex." And from there, we come back into real time, and Go is like, "Let's get busy, Drowsy." And Drowsy's like, "Drowsy, Drowsy." And all these grunts are like, "Ah." And the leader is like, "So what? I don't care. Go get him." And then that's when they're like, "Trubbish, go." And Trubbish goes up and goes like, "Drowsy, you quick, use pound right back." And Drowsy jumps up and just pounds. And Trubbish and Drowsy are sitting there going hand to hand, and they're at a stalemate. And then Drowsy goes in and uses a psi beam on Trubbish, and Trubbish is like, "Ah, fuck." And that's when Go is like,
just like that,
yep. And Cinderace is like, "Pyro Ball, let's go." And Cinderace picks up a rock, turns it into a fireball, kicks it, and Muk is like, "Ah." And then it's at this point where Drowsy uses Psy Beam on Weezing, and Weezing is like, "Oh crap." And this is where we find out Suicune's still looking on from a distance, and Goa's like, "We can win this." And Cinderace, Sobble, and Drowsy are like, "Yeah." And then the leader comes out, he's like, "Feeling a little cocky, aren't we?" And then he brings out his Pokeball, and he's like, "Go Houndoom!" And this badass Houndoom comes out and just uses Crunch and just blows Drowsy back. Doug?
And he's the leader sitting back all smug. He's like, "You really thought we only had poison types? You really only thought we had poison types, huh?" And Go picks up Drowsy, and we see Drowsy's done. He's got the anime Pokemon knocked out eyes. Yep. And he's like, "Get some rest, Drowsy," and he brings him in. I was like, "Son of a..." Wasn't really hoping for that. The leader's like, "All right, grab it." And Go looks over, and he sees that they've got a net around Suicune, and they can drag him to the ground. And this is where this episode almost lost it, because they start fucking kicking the fucking Suicune.
Yes.
Like, what the... I don't think I've ever seen that. Like, human to Pokemon violence?
You're not wrong. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I've... I mean, maybe other than maybe Jesse or James using Ekans as a rope to get the other Pokemon or something, but to, like, intentionally strike a Pokemon, I was like, this is some bullshit.
Well, not only did they do that, but when they brought it out of the tree and they slammed it onto the ground, it was just straight, just bam! And Suicune's like, "No, no, no!"
And they're just, you know, they're giving Suicune the business, and Poe's like trying to get through, and Garbodor and Muck are like blocking his path, like offensive linemen, and they're just putting the shoes to Suicune's wound, like specifically, like one guy's like going up and down on the bandage, and he's like, I gotta get through, and then that's when we hear, Pikachu, use Quick Attack, because Ash and Pikachu have arrived
finally
on the scene as well. You know, it's 6 minutes left in the episode. You know, you gotta
get
the drama. And so Pikachu comes in with Quick Attack, and Lucario comes in with Aura Sphere, and they knock Muck and Garbodor back, and Ash is like, go! And then the leader's like, oh, this fucking kid again.
Can you get out of here?
The leader tells Houndoom to use Flamethrower. Pikachu dodges it. And then Muck uses another Sludge Bomb, because apparently that's all these grunts taught their Pokemon.
It's literally all they taught the Pokemon. That's the only attack that they've been using like this whole episode.
For real. At least the leader was like, I have a Houndoom.
Yeah, for real.
So Go has Cinderace use another Pyro Ball. Cinderace jumps up and he kicks a Pyro Ball right into Muck's sludge, and he disintegrates him. And then, you know, because the grunts don't listen, they go right back with another Sludge Bomb. And this time it hits, and we're like, okay, why did that hit? And then we see that it's from the corridor. And Cinderace is like, I'm not going to lie to you, that stung. And
goes like, just don't give up no matter
lifts
what.
Lifts his head up, and we see it. And Suicune's over there looking, and he's like, this kid might have something. And we pan back over to Cinderace, and we see that Cinderace is showing the effects of being poisoned.
Yes.
He's got like purple spots over his head.
And then it's at this point that Suicune lets out a big rah! And Suicune just looks over at Go. Go and Suicune meet eyes, and Go's like, oh, you really want to be beside me now? And Suicune's like, yeah! And Suicune lets out a nice big howl, and Go is like, all right, Suicune, use Hydro Pump. And Suicune uses Hydro Pump, and it starts blasting away all of the grunts, Pokemon. And they're like, yeah, way to go, way to go. And this, the leader is like, Houndoom, use Flamethrower. And then he goes like, use Ice Beam, Suicune, even though he should have just used another Hydro Pump. That would have put this Houndoom in its place. And freaking Houndoom gets frozen in a big sheet of ice. And then the leader is like, oh, shit. And he just starts running. And and Suicune jumps up and jumps in front of this the leader of the grunts, and Go is like, Suicune, wait. And Suicune's like, wait, what? I'm about to put a stomping on them. And the leader goes down to one knee, and he's like, we give up. And it's at this point, Ash.
It looks like he had a heart attack.
I know, for real. And Ash is like, well, what are we going to do with him now? And Gohan's like, we'll do this. Now, Suicune, use Ice Beam. And Suicune goes over. He uses Ice Beam on all of these grunts and freezes them so they can't move. And they go and they call Officer Jenny. And Officer Jenny comes over and picks up these guys, puts them inside of the cop car completely frozen, including Houndoom. And Officer Jenny's like, yeah, we've been looking for them for a while, so we'll take it from here. And they're like, thank you, Officer Jenny. And it's at this point that Go looks down at his Pokeball and he puts it down on the ground and it has Suicune inside. And Go turns his back to the Pokeball and asks like, wait, what are you doing? You can't take you can't take what I do all the time. And Go's like, you still have your own journey to make, right, Suicune? I'll see you around. And Ash is like, it's not so easy, huh, is it? And Suicune jumps out and is like, I let you catch me, and you're just gonna keep me here? And Suicune just gives him the eyes, and it's like, I'm gonna go back in this Pokeball. And he hits the Pokeball with his nose, and he goes back inside, and he's like, you better pick me up, and you better not leave me here, or I'm gonna freeze you and send you to Officer Jenny. Because it should be against the law to catch a legendary Pokemon and then just leave them. So, Go picks up the
Pokemon. Low key, one of my favorite bits of all that was Sobble, because he's like at the Pokeball's level, right?
Yeah.
And he's kind of looking and he's like, why'd you put the Pokeball on the ground? Why'd you turn around?
He's like, are you?
My God, you're trying to leave him.
He's literally like, are you gonna do this to me one day? is this in my future?
So he's like, you're gonna let me evolve at least first, right?
Yeah, for real. Which, spoiler, he does. But then we go back.
So.
We go back to the professor's house at this point, and everyone's looking around. And the professor and his assistants are like, I never thought that I could see Suicune up close like this. And Suicune's just sitting there. And they're like, oh my gosh, you actually caught a Suicune. And Suicune's like, yeah, that's right. That's right. Acknowledge me. And he just jumps up onto the top of a cliff and lets out a big roar. And goes like, what's up, Suicune? And then all of a sudden, it lets out a big howl again, and all the Pokemon are looking up, and they're all just happy, and they're just saluting this Suicune. And Suicune turns a bright, bright sky blue color, and everyone's looking on at him. And then they look up, and he's gone. And Ash is like, wait, where did he go? And Go is like, he's around, even though you can't see him. He's around. And that is
John Cena.
I know. He John Cena'd himself. And that is literally the end of the episode. The narrator goes in, takes us out, and that's it. What'd you think of this episode, bro?
This episode was extremely solid. The ending surprised me, I'm not gonna lie, because I literally thought he was gonna Ash Ketchum that Suicune. So for Suicune to have a backbone and basically say, no, I let you catch me, you and I are better together, whether you realize it or not, shut up and pick me up.
Yup.
So, yeah, kind of miss Team Rocket in this episode. I mean, I understand it would be a little cliche to always have Team Rocket up to shit, but these guys are so ineffective.
Yeah, they were. They didn't even put up... I mean, they did put up a fight, but at the same time, it was kind of subpar, right?
Like, why didn't the leader bring out the Houndoom right away?
Yeah.
That would have been more effective. Instead, we're just gonna have 17 Pokemon that only know how to use Sludge Bomb.
So.
Chloe.
Yes, no Chloe.
Which I legitimately didn't realize until I started up the episode to record this. I didn't realize she wasn't there when I watched it a few days ago. That was kind of surprising. Man, I didn't get Gamper, which I was disappointed. But all in all, a pretty decent episode. Just could have used a little bit more effective bad guys. Being taken to the station while in a block of ice seems like cruel and unusual punishment.
It does.
But, you know, it's a kid's show, so it's got to be a little funny. But yeah, all in all, very easy watch.
How many out of five, Doug? What do you give it?
I would say a solid 4.
I give it a solid 4 too. You took the words right out of my mouth.
I mean, freaking Go caught a legendary. There's not much else you could need to say.
So all right. But other than that, this was really good, bro. This was a really, really good and solid episode, and I really hope next week kind of lives up to this as well. So we'll see.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode outside of my internet trying to sabotage me.
I know. But our fine listeners don't even know what you're talking about.
Right, because you worked your magic, or at least to the best of your ability.
To my best ability, yes. So, all right, well, thanks for coming on again today, bro. It was another solid episode. Our twofer is officially over, and we will be starting our movie record next week. So why don't we go ahead and say goodbye, Doug?
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling all of you we'll be back next week with another fine episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. Have a good night, everybody.